Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in Brachos on Foods. We were discussing yesterday the first of the three categories of pasta baba kistin, which is something with a filling or a topping, and we were discussing the question of whether or not the leniency of pasta baba kistin applies if it's something of a more savory nature as opposed to sweet. So it's one thing if it's a fruit danish, but if it's a meat knish, maybe even if I have a small amount, I have to wash and treat it as bread. And we were discussing pizza. So I want to kind of veer off for a few minutes here, if I may, and talk a little bit about the definition of a meal, because people might have been wondering it in yesterday's segment. So we said that the halacha is that if something is classified as pasta baba kistin, if I'm koveya suda alav, if I base a meal around it, then I have to treat it as bread, and I wash, and I make hamotzi, and I bench. And if not, if it's pasta baba kistin, but if I'm not koveya suda on it, if I don't base a meal around it, then I can treat it as mazonos. So what does koveya suda mean? So just a few halachos about that. One is, there are two ways to be koveya suda. One way to be koveya suda is that that's the only thing that I'm eating. I'm sitting down, I'm having pizza for lunch. So that's one way. The other way is I'm having a suda that involves different aspects, and I'm having this pas hababa kistin item as one of the aspects of my meal, a significant aspect of my meal. And when you put it all together, it's considered that I was koveya suda. So for example, let's take it out of pizza for a second. If I had a potato knish, if I had, I sit down, I have like some fish or meat or chicken or something, and I have a potato knish with it, even though you wouldn't say I'm having a potato knish for supper, you might say I'm having chicken and a knish for supper. And if that's the case and the total meal is considered enough for a meal, then the halacha is you would have to wash. So that's just a good thing to keep in mind, that even if something is classified as pasta baba kistin, if it's a significant part of the meal, even if it's not the sole or even necessarily main part of the meal, that could still obligate someone in washing. I just want to raise a question that's a very real question that might be occurring to people as they're listening. What happens if a person is at a kiddush or they're at a simcha and there's hors d'oeuvres or something like that, and they're eating all different types of stuff, smorgasbord. They're eating all different types of stuff. And one of the things they have is pigs on a blanket. So that's like definitely pasta baba kistin. Actually, not definitely, but it's definitely reasonable to establish it as pasta baba kistin. So the question is, I had some pepper steak. I had some pigs on a blanket. I had a little bit of sesame noodles. I hope my wife isn't listening to this, but whatever it is, so do I need to wash because I had the pigs on a blanket? So based on what we just said, actually, it would make a lot of sense to say you would need to wash. There is an interesting leniency that I once heard of. Forgive me, I don't remember from whom I heard it, but there is a logic sometimes cited that if you're having things on different plates, they're almost like different subsections within a meal, and maybe it doesn't count towards part of the meal. So if I had a meal of pigs on a blanket, I would definitely need to wash. But if I had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, I didn't like have them all on the same plate. I count them as a separate sittings, which is extremely common in a smorgasbord setting. And whatever I had on my plate at the same time as the pigs on the blanket, that combination would not be enough for a meal. Then maybe you could argue that it's not considered that I was koveya suda, but you could certainly hear the argument that that would be a problem, which would be one reason, honestly, if a person is going to a smorgasbord and they think they're going to eat a substantial amount of the smorgasbord, it might not be so crazy to wash before the smorgasbord begins. What is maybe even more common is every now and then at kiddushim and shuls, maybe one of the items being served at kiddush is something of this nature, maybe pigs on a blanket, something like that. There is this leniency out there that, and it makes a lot of sense in the context of a kiddush. I had some pigs on a blanket and then I had a piece of cake. it's not really, I'm not really thinking of it as a meal together. So it's kind of having a little bit of a few different things that would kind of be a strange meal in the first place. So that there is a little bit of a leniency to talk about in terms of that. But it is a very real question. If I have enough to signify a meal and one of the cogs of that meal was pasta baba kistin, the basic halach is I would have to wash. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.